Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
We told you we were going to have some special guests, and they are on the line with us right now. Bill Poré, who is the director of outpatient programming at Geisinger Marworth, and Franca Dalabar, who is a certified recovery specialist. Let's talk to them right now. Bill and Franca, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And Franca, are you joining us as well?
That's correct. And thank you very much for having me on today.
We're glad to have you here. And I think the first thing I want you to do is just kind of explain to people who you are and what you do so they know who they're talking to.
Sure. My name is Bill Poré. I'm the director of outpatient services here at Geisinger Marworth up here in Waverly, Pennsylvania. I've worked in the abuse field for a little over 30 years. And in conjunction with that, have also dabbled in the area of mental health treatment as well. So I'm glad to be, it's a privilege and an honor to be on the show. Marworth, as many of you may be aware of, most notably is inpatient rehab, but we also have outpatient services here as well.
Franca, if you would please explain to people who you are and what you do. You're from the Bloomsburg area, correct?
That's correct. And I am a person in long-term recovery. I work as a certified recovery specialist for Geisinger. I work inpatient in Danville at GMC here. I also have another role. I work as a CRS coordinator, and I oversee the warm handoff program that happens inside the emergency rooms throughout the entire Geisinger health system. I've been with them about 2 years.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons that I want to do this program, of course, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I just got my 20-year chip this year, so I'm dying for meetings, and I imagine that there are other people, and the staying among alcoholics is meeting makers make it. What the heck are people supposed to do during this COVID lockdown?
Frank, there are a multitude of meetings throughout the northeastern Pennsylvania and surrounding areas, as a matter of fact, nationally and internationally, where if you have the ability to access Zoom, you're able to get in contact with a meeting. And most of the home groups, most of the meetings that I'm familiar with do have access to Zoom, where all you need is a smart device and a meeting ID and a password, and you're good to go.
Now, Franca, you know, I think one of the problems we're having with this COVID is no one is talking about addiction. It's almost like it disappeared from the front page. And yet I imagine that there are people who are really struggling right now.
I agree with you that, you know, no one's really talking about it. They're more concerned with, you know, the health crisis. But where I sit, inpatient, I am seeing it face-to-face every day. You know, people are having problems with their addictions, with their alcoholism. They're ending up in here. You know, we are doing, you know, our part to help them get connected to treatment, but we have to wait for them to come here. We're not out in the field.
Now, Bill, on the website for Geisinger Marworth, you have a COVID-19 advisory. If someone needs inpatient or outpatient treatment, how does that work now?
Well, it's what they would need to do is they would contact our outpatient line, which is 570-563-2929. We are, even though we are not providing in-person sessions, we are providing telehealth, either televideo or telephonic sessions. We also are still providing inpatient services. And our phone number there is 800-442-7722. And even though we're taking appropriate CDC and Department of Health regulations very seriously, we are still accepting patients for admission into our inpatient program.
Okay, now we have a first text that has come in, and it's kind of sensitive. For your guest, Frank, my wife and I are raising our granddaughter because our daughter is using. What rights do we have?
My question would be, is how old is the granddaughter? That would be my first question. The one thing I would say is, unfortunately, grandparents don't have a whole lot of legal legs to stand on. I would certainly strongly encourage that the grandparents to contact an attorney and to maybe seek some advice and direction from that individual. And certainly if they feel like they need more guidance, they can always call me and I can help direct them as best as I can.
Okay, we have several texts that are coming in, and I knew that most of the people responding would be texting. It's sometimes a little awkward to call when you're talking about this subject.
Sure.
But this woman just texted and said, it seems like since we have been locked down, my husband is drinking more than ever, and it's scaring me. How do I know if he has a problem, and what do I do to help?
I would say that the fact that she's asking that question, Frank, is indication that he does have a problem, and so what I would suggest to your caller is, again, to reach out to myself or to reach out to another outpatient program and seek guidance and direction from professionals, that she's not in a position to be able to deal with this on her own. Also, there are Al-Anon meetings, which, like the AA meetings I mentioned earlier, are also online via Zoom. But I would certainly encourage her to reach out to a professional and seek guidance.
Okay, another question has come in. I feel like I need to talk to someone, but I'm scared to death because I've got some underlying conditions, and I'm afraid if I go somewhere to get help, I'm going to get sick with COVID-19. I mean, are you guys doing telemed, or how does it work if people are reaching out?
We're doing telemed, and maybe Franca can speak more to this from the medication-assisted therapeutic perspective. But we are on an outpatient basis. That's all we're doing right now is telehealth, either via video or over the phone.
Another question has come in. These are complicated questions, and I'm sorry to throw them at you, and you can answer whoever wants to. But since the entire state is on lockdown, has it restricted the amount of illegal drugs that are coming into our area?
I mean, in the beginning, it seemed like there wasn't a lot. But from, you know, what we hear, you know, the emerging threats in the area, it is, you know, pretty much the norm. I don't think it's been affected.
What are you seeing, Franca? Are you seeing, what kind of drug problems are you seeing? Is it heroin? What is it?
Well, from where I am in rural Pennsylvania, it seems that heroin has taken maybe, you know, a backseat to the methamphetamines. That seems to be, we have a lot of psychosis coming into the hospital as a direct result of methamphetamine. And, you know, and of course, alcoholism is, you know, prevalent too, but not. I'm not saying there's no heroin, though, but it really, methamphetamine is what seems to be big in our area.
Phil, you're calling from Hanover Township. What's your question or comment?
God bless Marlin. I went in there June 28, 1996, and I haven't had a drink since.
Congratulations. Your phone is breaking up. We appreciate your comments. Franca, this is a question for you that has been texted in from Lycoming County. I am a sponsor of several people in recovery. Two of them have relapsed, and it is bothering me. I think this time is very dangerous for relapse. Can you talk about what the warning signs of relapse are and why this might be a problem?
Sure. I mean, and it is from my personal experience. You know, relapse, I feel, in my own case and people I've helped over the years, you know, relapse sometimes happens as a result of stop doing the things that are working. And going, like you said in the beginning, you know, meeting makers make it. And what do we do now without meetings? You know, right there is, you know, kind of a glitch in our plan. You're going about and all of a sudden you can't connect with the people that are your support. So, you know, that is definitely something that could throw you off and just start that process of maybe thinking about, you know, drinking or looking like an option. It is really hard as a sponsor to have people go out. You know, one thing for sure is it's, you can't really take it personal that, you know, you had something to do with it, or if you could have done something, you know, to prevent it, because alcoholism is bigger than all of us, you know, and that's the first thing we learn, that we can't control it. And it's during times like this people get in the crisis. You know, it's what we know how to cope. It's what comes back to our mind first. You know, one thing that I've done is make sure that I have something in my spiritual bank account, and taking that time every day to make sure that I don't stop praying, calling people in recovery, and, you know, staying connected somehow. And it is unfortunate when people get worked up or the anxiety takes over, they may not continue with that spiritual program, and it weakens them. And I know that's how I get. So, you know, it's something that we have to, you know, we can help our people along the way just to, you know, stick with a strong program right now, even though we're not connected in person. Just use those tools.
Bill, this is the exact kind of question that I hoped we would get, and it's specifically directed to you. And I just want to read it to you from the text that's coming in. Frank, I am 71 years old. All we do is eat and drink in this house. I'm crying as I'm writing this because I think I'm going to die. All I do is sit in the corner and drink every day, and I don't know how to stop, and I don't know where or how to get help. Bill, that's a tough one. What would you say?
I would encourage that that particular caller or texter, Frank, to give me a call, and I would certainly be able to do everything in my power to get that individual some type of connection with whether it be outpatient or inpatient services. I think the most important thing is that I would say to anyone out there is not to lose hope, not to lose faith. The flip side to the question that you posed to Franca is that I have heard from a lot of people that I have gone to more meetings via Zoom since this COVID crisis hit than I did pre-COVID. So I think it's all in a matter in how you look at it. But I think first and foremost, it's important to acknowledge that these are difficult times that we're in. That being said, there is hope. There is help out there.
A couple people, after our initial comments, a couple people have texted and said, okay, you mentioned going to a meeting by Zoom, but how do you find out where the meetings are to enter this Zoom?
They could call me at the number that I gave to you earlier, and I can help them. I believe, Franca, if I'm not mistaken, you probably have some meeting IDs as well. They're very easy to come by. You just have to know where to contact, and there's two people right now on the phone that could be able to get that person set up with those meetings.
Now, what is the phone number again? You said you mentioned it. Let's give it a couple of times here.
Sure. It's 570-563-2929.
Okay, Bill, this is a question. I'm not sure if it's for you, Bill, or for Franca. It's addressed to me. Frank, my son is using, and I believe he is using heroin. I want to take him for a treatment center. Can I take him out of the house? Will they accept him at Marworth? How do I know if they have room? How do I know if I can leave the house and take him to their place?
The first thing that they need to do, Frank, is to give either myself, probably the best thing is to give me a call, and I can help navigate them through that process. What they would need to do is to first conduct a phone interview or a phone assessment of that for that individual, and then we could start to get the process to hopefully either get that person admitted or to provide them with, like I said, some type of telehealth services.
Okay. Brian from Exeter, you have a question.
My doctor, when this all started, he was like in the process of moving, and now he moved, and they didn't update nothing. And like I like my appointment passed, I can't get in touch with them or nothing. And I'm on MAT. Should I go to a different doctor? What should I do?
And you mean you're having a hard time getting prescriptions filled? I don't know, Bill and Port, do you have any suggestion there? And what about people who are dealing with the opioid problem?
Geisinger has four different outpatient treatment centers, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Bloomsburg, and Williamsport. And they do medication-assisted treatment to help those with opioid use disorder and alcohol use disorder. So if you can, you know, we have the numbers here. You can find them easily, you know, online. But they would be able to help you and get you connected. And, of course, we are still seeing patients. We're doing a lot of telemedicine for our patients who are already established. But for someone like this gentleman who's new, they would, you know, get him in, you know, do a screening and see if they can help him somehow. But you do need to get another provider.
Okay, Bill, just before we wrap up, can you give the website for Geisinger if people want information and that phone number once again?
Sure. It's it would be for Marworth. It's www.marworth.org. The outpatient phone number here at Geisinger Marworth is 570-563-8454. The other thing I would say to that caller from Exeter is the phone number for the medication-assisted treatment program in South Wilkes-Barre, which is the one that would be closest to him, that phone number is 570-808-3700. And as Franca indicated, all he would need to do is to call that number and to be able to speak with one of their intake folks and be able to get him set up.
Franca and Bill, thank you for joining us. Good information. You folks stay safe.
Well, thanks again
for having us on, Frank.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.